Hey everyone, it's Angela Stevens with the podcast Refocus Careers. And I am so excited to introduce you to our guest today because he's actually was a guest on our Focus podcast at Refocus with Angela. You can find out more about him there. But today we're going to talk to him about his career, how he got there, what it's like. And he's such a blast. And I can't wait to tell you how I met him. But his name is Mike Bliss. He is a performing award-winning comedian, a magician. He's a pickpocketer. That's another story. He's gone all across the country and the world. He's performed at 39 Air Force bases across the U.S. For the troops and their families. He was voted Branson's Specialty Act of the Year and Best Stage Act for the Midwest Magic Jubilee. And he's also been on several TV credits. So first of all, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Angela. It's a pleasure to be here. I love having fun. And how we met was really interesting. So I'm glad you asked to be a part of it.
Awesome. So I'm going to tell our audience how we met, because if they didn't hear the other podcast, they're going to hear it now. But check this out. So I have a great team. We find some of the best talent. However, my employee and I are traveling to Chicago for a show with our company, Refocus, the creative office. And we have 36 focused products. And so we were very focused that day on what we were doing, but we were separated. We were going to be sitting together working on a presentation, but we were separated. And wouldn't you know, I always encourage my staff to try and meet new people and just get out there. And my employee, Sherry, was so awesome because she met Mike, who sat next to her. Little did she know he was a pickpocketer. I'm joking anyway, but she got to know him and she actually said, you know, you'd be great on the podcast. So you can check him out on our other podcast. But first of all, thank you so much again for doing this. It's a pleasure having you here, but we're going to talk to you more about your career. So I want to take you back way, way back to when you were, you know, out of high school, going to college. Did you, or, you know, not going to college, whatever you did you know back then that you were going to be, you know, a magician, a pickpocketer, an entertainer? Did you know you were going to do that, or did something else come into play before then?
So great question. And the reality is, for whatever reason, I fell in love with it at such a young age. I started learning about it at 3.5 years old. That's what made me learn to read from magic books from the library. I did magic for my own 5th birthday party. I saved my parents some money. So I always did the magic. By the time I was 13 years old, I was getting paid to do private events, birthday parties, some corporate things, churches. And so that was junior high, high school. And in college, I went ahead, I came to Branson, College of the Ozarks. I did music theater performance degree. And so I always did performing. I was always a part of it. So I knew magic. I was always going to do magic. So many people ask, when did you decide to do magic? I never decided. I just always did it. And I just continued. So that was
And it gets in your heart, right? In your blood. You either have that spirit of wanting to do it, and it never goes away, does it?
Yep. So college, I was doing so much. I was learning every aspect of theater. I love that. It was where, even though I was doing community theater since 2nd grade and dancing all through that time, I didn't have any official dance training until college. I didn't put tap shoes on for the first time until I was 18 in college. And I danced for a number of years in Branson with my comedy, magic, everything else. So I did a lot in a lot of different shows over the years. So I knew I wanted to do it, but I also knew I wanted to have a family, and I was weighing, you know, how do you do that? And so I did choose to be in Branson regularly. It's a great place. I love it. I've been a part of a lot of shows over the years. So I didn't have to be on the road nonstop. I could work in Branson anywhere from, I was 8 months, 10 months out of the year, and then travel part-time. And that's what I've been doing up until this year. So yeah.
And Mike was actually a performer on the Branson Bell at Table Rock. If you know where that's at, it is absolutely a fantastic show. Yep. It is part of the Hirshen company that has Silver Dollar City. And if you haven't been, it's a great show. And you were there how many years?
Oh, numerous. I was actually a part of the very first cast in 1995 when I was still in college.
Wow.
So I came on board. I was the young one in the show. And I did a circus show, Cirque Fantastique, with some great circus acts in 98 through 2001. And then I've done some over the years, 2003, 2005, 2013, and then came back in 2018 and 19 and was hosting the show. We had two full casts. So I was the day cast, and then we had a night cast as well. So it was a lot of fun, great venue. Absolutely love the company because I've been with them in Silver City for all these years, over the years. So it's a lot of fun.
And that's a great opportunity that you had, because many, as you know, many entertainers sometimes go from gig to gig, and it can be a tough living, especially if you want to have a family. But you nailed it. You got it done. And, but, you know, we all go through times, right, that things happen, right? So share with us just a bit about what happened right around COVID.
So obviously, live person shows greatly affected, just like a lot of things in the world. I was in the middle of an Air Force tour. I had gotten to, what was it, 16 states? Yeah, 16 Air Force bases before March 12th of 2020, and then got sent home from that. And so, yeah, you lose 95% of your income overnight, literally in 24 hours. For the year that I had on the books already. And so I was like, wow, what are you doing? What are you going to do? And so I was fortunate that, unfortunately, my show had to get cut from the Showboat because they kept one cast and they're still going. It's a great venue. So if you want to go,
and
still
they'll
go.
Come back.
They
just come, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They just come back the number of shows. So then they brought me out to Silver Dollar City, and I had been doing my show out there for a couple of years as well. But that year, 3 months, we started, we had everybody paused everything for a number of months. And so it was 3, 4, 5 months, whatever it was, before we got back to even any kind of performing. And I had to pivot. This is the first time ever that I performed outside and I did not use anybody on stage with me. My act is all about the audience, getting them involved. So I had to rework routines and add a lot of different things where I did not bring them up on stage with me. So that was very unique and different. And we got back to the tour for the Air Force in the end of 2021, got to finish that off. And that was a great blessing. And this year is my first year not to be in Branson. I'm just traveling around for corporate gigs, schools, and churches. Having some
meeting
fun with that.
Podcast hosts on a plane and more.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. I want to tell you, so first of all, Mike is a family man. He's got 5 kids, and I told him he wins hands down. And he also homeschooled them. And I am curious. That's a big decision. And I would love to know what made you come to that decision. Because with careers, sometimes it's hard to do that, right? With a job, sometimes some people can do it. Some people can't.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I knew I loved Branson, so I knew I was going to be there for the most part. That was my goal, especially having kids. So I knew I could kind of be home. And, even though I might do 2 shows a day, and sometimes, if you have a run of 3, 4 months, an extra show wants you to fill in. I was doing 3 shows a day at times. I had one Christmas, I was doing 4 shows a day. That was crazy for 6 weeks. And then at the end of that, got a double hernia. That was fun. But a lot of work. My wife does have a teaching degree as well. And at the same time, even what happened was the kids started performing with me at a young age. That was not the initial goal. That was not the initial thought. That was not on the radar. I thought eventually they see what I do. If they want to be a part of it, awesome. But my two boys were a year apart, 11 and a half months apart. And so they're so fun. And I love having time with them. And I was the dad. My mentality of having, I wanted kids, I wanted family, and if I'm going to do that, and if I'm physically and mentally able to do it, I'm going to take care of them. And my wife is a different person at night. So I took care of the kids at night. I got up at night.
I love that.
You don't want to see my wife up between 11 and 7.
Yeah, because it's hard work. So, it is hard work. I admire anyone. And the fact that you both kind of took part, I think, if you're listening to this and you're doing this, I think that's really, really important, because it's a hard, it's a hard job for one person, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I got, when they started performing, just because my boys had some crazy mind and memory power, they were very intelligent. And when they're 4 years old, my son started doing a full prediction mind reading act at 4.5 years old on stage. I know professional adults who try this routine who give up because it's too difficult. My oldest son was doing it at 4.5 years old. It was a ridiculous, incredible routine. It just killed every time he played. I mean, he's blindfolded on stage, and he would tell you what you had in your wallet, your purse, your pockets, your items, your credit card number, your birthday.
He must really look up to you. That's awesome.
We got to do that for 9 years. Yeah.
That's awesome. What's it like? Okay. Being on the road or, you know, I can imagine, I'm going to guess, you know, when you had your show at the Branson Bell, it can be redundant, right? Because you're doing the same show over and over.
Yeah.
And you had shared with us on the other podcast that you've got to, you know, it's a job and you've got to give your 100%. But what's it like now for you when you're, you know, because you seem so flexible and adaptable to crisis when things happen. You have a great attitude. And I really love that about you because a lot of people, you know, it would be devastating. And you took up what happened and made it into a new avenue for you.
Yes. So, we're all human. We have good and bad things happen professionally, personally. And I've had that up and down in the past before with different things. And so overcoming that and finding your focus of, you know, hey, we're human. We make mistakes. I make mistakes. Other people make mistakes, but you got to keep going and push forward. It's like, what are you going to do? Give up. And then what's going to happen? You look for a handout or whatever. Exactly. So it's that mindset. Also, you know, like I said earlier, praying, going to church, you know, helps me as well. Focus of what is important in life. And then also with, for example, just this year is a brand new year. I mean, I'm the professional of 34 years of experience, but I never did full-time marketing just for me. I was always a part of other people's show on Branson. So this year has been a whole big learn. I'm spending a lot of money on learning on some schools, classes of marketing for magicians specifically, and doing all that, redid the website, doing Google ads, all that fun stuff. So
as a CEO, you're always learning.
Exactly. I was on an hour and a half call right before I was on with you with my marketing team of magicians. So I learn a lot from other people. And I mean, that's my mindset. I mean, it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter experience. It doesn't matter your degrees. You can learn from other people. And so it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm learning from guys that are, you know, that are like 28, 29, 30 years old, doing all this digital tech stuff, you know, that I'm learning to go through, you know. And so I never stop learning and want to do that. I mean, that's every aspect.
My mother always said, take a class. That's what she said. Take a class. It used to really drive me crazy. And now I thank her so much for that. So awesome. I got two last questions for you. If you were going to be anything else in the world, if somebody said, okay, Mike, you got to give it up. You got to give it up. You got to get that stable job or whatever, whether you ever did it or not, what would you have been an architect? What would it have been?
One thing I do love, and I do, my dad did videotaping in the 80s. He didn't have a degree or anything. And so he was working at a factory when I was growing up. And then he went to video and he started video school events and weddings. So he kind of did his own video. He didn't do the editing and the digital and the computer side of the things, but always was shooting it. So I was always around a camera. So I love that aspect. I mean, I was the 9-year-old running around Disneyland, going on vacation with the 20-pound battery pack with the cord connected to the camera and staying within 2 feet of my dad. So I was always around a camera and editing. My oldest son has a video editing, special effects editing degree. So that's his degree. I would do part of something like that because I love that. I love TV and the movies. I love the special effects of that. I love making that happen. And I edit my own promos and stuff like that. So I would do something probably with that. But also I would want to be connected more with people too. So anything on a set of live movies or anything like that would be kind of cool.
Okay. Well, we're connected now and I know a ton of people, so you never know. And then my last question to you, if you had three young adults to be girls or boys around 17, 18, 19, 20.
I do.
Exactly. No, but not yours. And they had no idea what they wanted to do. What advice would you give them?
Okay. It is a little similar to my 18-year-old son right now because he doesn't know. My 23-year-old son, he is a security guy now. He didn't know what he wanted to do. Even in college, it kind of took him a couple years. And my 18-year-old isn't interested in college right now. And I don't have a problem with that just because our world has changed. Because it's not about just the degree and you're going to be at one company for 20 years or whatever, 30 years. So he wants to get out in the real world, get some experience. And he wants to work. I mean, he's been working for a couple of years And so, hey, there's no problem. And so he might do some at a community college. He can go there for free because of his grades. He's very smart and all that stuff. So my job, my thing is, hey, go, this is your time of life. Go out there. It doesn't have to be school. I'm not the one. I mean, I'm all about education, but it doesn't have to be formal college, whatever. It's your education, whatever it is. And hello, online, there's so much ease of getting the content now at a reasonable price. It doesn't have to be sent in a classroom, in my opinion. So I'm all about, you want to get real world experience, go out and do it right now. If you're not committed to, right, to a family and kids, and you don't have that commitment.
Now's the time.
Go learn. Go do it. Go explore what makes your passion and drive and makes sense to you. So, you know, but some kind of education, whether you're learning on hands or in a job that you want to go after that you wouldn't even think, oh, I shouldn't do that. But no, if you don't have the responsibilities, just a pressure behind you and it's just you, then take advantage of learning online, going out and doing it, right? Contact that person, contact that company. If you don't think in a million years, they'll contact you. Do it.
You're spot on. As you know, I was a 30-year executive recruiter for CEOs across the country and still do. But I am on a case by case. I am a career coach for college students and executives. And the thing I always tell them is this. I always say, first of all, figure out what you really love in life, what drives you, what you really love, and then make a plan and be creative. Come up with a couple of different ideas and you'd be surprised. But the overall thing I always say is do what you love to do. Find a way to do that because you are a perfect example. You're a perfect example, Mike, of making that happen and sticking to it. Because believe me, there's a lot of actors that do it for 15, 20 years. And then they say, I got to get that, insurance job or something like that. And I see the heartbreak because that drive never leaves them. And so I always say, be creative. We live in a world today that you and I didn't live in before, as we shared before. Yeah. And you can work remote for Google these days. You can do a lot of different things. But anyway, I could talk to you all day, Mike, but I admire you. I think you're so fun. And we'll put your contact information on here. But for anyone that's really wanting to be a magician or a comedian or someone, really listen to these words, because I think you're going to learn a lot just by listening to this podcast. So thank you so much, Mike, for being on here. I graciously appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. A pleasure. Yeah. Check out the information online, MikeBlissComedy.com. And I appreciate your time.
MikeBlissComedy.com. You have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.
In today's fast-paced world, maintaining focus can be a challenge. For those dealing with ADHD, it's even more crucial. Hardy Nutritionals presents Daily Essential Nutrients, a groundbreaking, non-habit-forming alternative to mainstream treatments. Imagine a day with crystal clear focus, natural energy, and an improved mood. That's what Daily Essential Nutrients offers. It's not just another supplement. It's a scientifically backed, comprehensive micronutrient formula. So what sets it apart? Independent studies. Hardy Nutritionals Daily Essential Nutrients is backed by third-party, double-blind research demonstrating its effectiveness in reducing symptoms of ADHD. Forget about unwanted side effects. Daily Essential Nutrients is designed to work with your body, providing balance and support for your brain's natural chemistry. It's time to focus on what matters most. With Hardy Nutritionals, you're not just getting a supplement, you're getting a foundation for better mental health. So visit gethardy.com to learn more and take the first step towards a focused, healthier you with Hardy Nutritionals Daily Essential Nutrients. Use the code TIME2REFOCUS. So TIME2REFOCUS in the promo code area, and they're going to give you a discount on your first order when you sign up. So check them out at gethardy.com.